Hello, GWA. It's She Wants to Move. It's bad. If I've forgotten my own name, we're already off to a bad start. This is my attempt to briefly go through the totally unofficial audio questionnaire. So, let's start. On your erotic scale, where does erotic audio rank when compared to other forms of adult entertainment, and why? It ranks pretty highly. It's probably, I think, for a lot of people on here, it ranks just behind written erotica. I make, my biggest hobby is words, and I'm attempting to make a living out of them. So the use of them in a sexual context is massively appealing to me. How long did you lurk on GWA before you posted an audio, and were you coaxed into posting your voice? I was a lurker for a really long time. I did it on a separate account though, so it doesn't... On this account, I wasn't a lurker at all. But on the sub, I was subscribed since about... probably about July last year. And I used to just, I kind of surreptitiously just, messaged, PM'd users, if I particularly enjoyed their content. I tried to avoid getting involved in comment sections, but I wouldn't say I was coaxed out of lurking. I wanted to post for, a very long time, and it was a case of I didn't have time, or at the beginning I wasn't brave enough. And then you kind of see the real community that there is at GWA, and it's hard not to want to get involved, I think. Have you voiced your deepest, darkest secret desires on GWA? I'm sure one of the latest questions is... Probably, I'm sure it mentions deep desires. I suppose fantasy, do you wish to come true, might work. I think public sex is probably one of them. So my library recording alludes to that. Other than that, I might delve a little deeper. I know I've spoken to a couple of people privately about things I'm less forward in discussing with regards to desires and turn-ons. Which GWA recording is your favourite? Oh, that's a mean question. I don't know. That's really mean. I don't like that question. Can I pick a type of recording? I might come back to that one. Yeah, I'll come back. Okay, what manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? Men in uniform. It's as simple as that. I'm a huge, huge fan of military men. Not even just for the pure aesthetics of uniform, but I was raised in a military family, and I think a lot of the... I subconsciously kind of associate all the kind of standards and the ethics, I guess, of the military lifestyle with pretty much anyone in a uniform. What do you wear to bed? I wear an old football shirt and... And when I say football, I mean the kind of the good kind. I mean American football, not soccer or European football. I wear a football shirt and pants usually. Other than the bed, what is your favourite place in the house to have sex? Tables are my big thing. I've had sex on other people's kitchen tables, but I don't have a kitchen table. So my desk is my substitute in my current flat. And it's it's just the perfect place, I guess, because it's just at the right height that it's, and remarkably comfortable to sit on as well. So my desk is my favourite place other than the bed. Has food such as whipped cream or chocolate come into play during sex? No. I just think it would be really messy. I don't really have an urge to get food involved with sex. I take a lot of time, and I really enjoy cooking, and so I wouldn't like the thought of the well thought out and planned and prepared meal that I made being strewn across a human being. Although that might sound terrible. After a night out, have you ever woken up in the morning next to someone you really didn't know? More times than I would care to admit, I'm afraid. In the majority of cases, I've gone on to actually know them afterwards. But especially when I first moved out on my own. There were a few hairy mornings where I would wake up and kind of just like, feel the presence of somebody else in my bed and not really remember how they got there or why. Well, I guess the why was implicated. Implied? Implied is the word I was looking for there. But I didn't know their name. And I'm not particularly proud of that one, unfortunately. Ever had a threesome, foursome, or a moresome? If not, is it something you would ever do? I have had a threesome. I would do it again in a heartbeat. It was fantastic fun. It was two girls, one guy. So I would be interested to flip it the other way and have two guys. Just because it's more penis. And more penis is never a problem. I would maybe try more. I think the problem with more is that you start to get a bit distracted, and I might end up with some form of sensory overload with more. So three is a nice number. Four, I guess, would just about work. Although then you just tend to split off into couples, and that's just two people. That's two sets of people having sex next to each other. That's not the same thing. Would you rather be tied up or the one tying the knots? In reality, tied up. I like the idea in my mind of being the one tying the knots and the whole kind of dominatrix bitch kind of thing. But it never works in real life. I just like to surrender all the power, I think. Although I like to be a little... I never give up too easily. There should always be a bit of fight in there as well. When you're nearing orgasm, what words or phrases will make you come? Being asked to, for some reason. I love it. Especially when it's kind of whispered. Or demanded, I guess. I mentioned before my love of the word my. And the kind of possessiveness that entails. I love that as well. Do you have multiple orgasms? Yes. What is your record number of orgasms in one day? It is six. Yeah, I'd just done No Names Denial Week last year. And he was late putting up the kind of reward day. And I was a raging bitch by this point in time because he'd been like teasing all week, and I was so ready for it, and it didn't go up the night I was expecting it. And this actually comes in to question 16, so I'll answer that one with this one. So the recording actually got put up when I got into work the next morning, and I'd been teased all week, and I was so so ready to come. I ended up just going at it, just full on masturbating in my office at work. So I came three times then, and then listened to it again when I got home from work and had another couple. But not kind of on the bounce, whereas the first one it was three right, one right after the other. Whereas the others were separate climaxes of their own. 14, which fantasy do you wish could come true? Library sex, done. Have you and a lover ever made sex videos? Have you shared them with anyone else? There's a video of the threesome. No, I don't have a copy. No, I won't try and find one. No, it's not on the internet. It was made as part of a birthday present for a friend, and he is trusted to keep it, and he has for this long, so it's probably going to be staying private. What part of your body instantly becomes erogenous when touched? The back of my neck. If I've got my hair up, a hand on the back of the neck or having the back of my neck kissed is makes me go all mushy and kind of become a jelloid mess on the floor. How much of the size of his cock, her tits, her pussy, matter to you? I'm completely unchoosy when it comes to women. I've had a couple of experiences with women, and there is nothing that ties them together aesthetically. I don't have a type with women. Penis size doesn't really matter. I've made the argument on more than one occasion that there's kind of two camps with penises. So if you've got a bigger than average penis, it's a lot easier to be, I'm not talking like Mandingo sized, but I think if you've got a just slightly larger than average penis, it's easier to be, I guess, good at sex or to hit all the right places, because if it's big enough, you're gonna hit them by chance more than anything, whereas less equipped guys, I guess, have to do a bit more in terms of technique. But it doesn't matter to me. Either is good. Penis is penis, as far as I'm concerned. What's your idea of good foreplay? Subtlety. I think to start out in a way where you're not always entirely sure where it's going to lead, or if it's slightly public, just the kind of casual touches that drive you slowly crazy is the best way to start foreplay for me. Have you roleplayed, and what is your favourite roleplay? I haven't really roleplayed. The teacher-student stuff, I guess, appeals. But just because I'm a student and some lecturers are hot. I'm not really sure. I think it's more of a situation thing than I'll pretend to be a nurse and you can be a sexy patient. It doesn't really appeal to me. My mum is a nurse. I don't want to have to think about the kind of sexy context of that. It just feels inappropriate. So role-playing, I think it would depend on who and the various situations, but I don't have a penchant for it, no. And that's all 20. Oh no, I didn't go back. I'm supposed to be going back to do GWA recording is your favourite. Actually, yeah, there's a couple of them, and they're both impreg themed, and I am the world's broodiest young woman, I would think, who doesn't already have a kid, and I'm absolutely obsessed with the idea of having a kid, even though I know it's not the right time in the least for me, so I don't mind not having one, but the idea of having one at the minute gets me beyond hot. So I loved the impreg stuff. And which of my order own recordings do I like most? Library. So there we go. 20 questions. You now know me a little bit better. And let me know if you have any other questions. Bye!